Good morning, Oroville. Today is Wednesday, 27th of February, and right now it's clear and sunny on 23 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today predicts clear with temperatures ranging from low of 23 to high of 30 degrees Celsius. It's supposed to be breezy with winds from northeast at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect mostly cloudy in the evening, then overcast, with northerly winds at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 79 and will drop by noon on 55%. Moon is still full, illuminated on 98%. There will be a collective meditation with Downfire tomorrow at the Mater Mandir Amphitheater for the Orville's birthday. The fire will be lit at 5:15 a.m. and for that occasion translation of the text A New World is Born from the Mother's Entreaties will be read. Entrance is from the second Banyan Gate only and gates open at 4:30 a.m. All are requested to come early and be seated by 5 and come there without phones and pets. Those with camera must take their seat on the southern side of amphitheater at the photo spot and take pictures without a flash. From Mater Mandir team also comes a special request to all to help create and maintain an atmosphere of silence and concentration. Tomorrow we will publish on our webpage about a half an hour long program that was prepared for the inauguration of Oroville on the 28th of February in 1968 and was broadcasted by the All India Radio, which actually have been started to broadcast with this program. So 28th of February is the birthday of Oroville and All India Radio. Tonight at 7 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, Tugay will play Ney, a traditional Sufi wind instrument, and the program was arranged in collaboration with Oroville International Turkey. Secret Music Festival Rak Tapasya is still going on, and tonight at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone at 8 p.m, we can listen to Abhishek Lahiri on Sarod and on second tabla TBC. On Saturday, the festival will conclude with Sanjukta Bivas and Shri Soman Nandi on tabla, again at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium at 8 p.m. For Oroville birthday tomorrow, Clowns Without Borders will present at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti their new show, which was specially created for the children of Tamil Nadu. On Friday, 1st of March at Pitanga at 7:30 p.m. we can listen to a living violin, joyful meditative vignettes with solo violinist and folk musician Tyler Carson. And at Kripa on Saturday, 2nd of March at 8 p.m. community is invited to a piano concert by Hartmut with a special guest Chloe on transversal flute and bansuri. For that evening, they have prepared Western and Indian classical music with meditative jazz elements. 1st and 2nd of March marks the anniversary of Swaram, and the community is invited to hold their programs at their facilities at Kotakarai Plaza on both days from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This year, they celebrate 10th birthday. At Future School on Saturday, 2nd of March from 9 a.m. until 12:30 will be the Integral Education Workshop Vanelje Hupes, the first director of Mirambika School at the Delhi Ashram, who will be the featured presenter on self-reflection in integral education. Educators should bring examples of their practice, like lessons, projects, and etc. Following is the FAMC note regarding water maintenance service closure, saying, "Dear residents, we want to share with you regarding the closure of water maintenance service at Abri. The office order dated 22nd of January 2013 has been issued by the Oroville Foundation office as per our request via the working committee. The situation within WMC was spent several years and involved many meetings, negotiations and agreements. Over much time, talks simply broke down. Our decision to close the unit was done only after a significant amount of review and thoughtful consideration of the various perspectives in consultation with the Oroville Council Working Committee, Trustee of Oroville Service Trust and the Board of Services, under which water maintenance service has been functioning. We ask the community to trust the decision to close water maintenance service. Once the unit is closed and the asset secured, the FMC can initiate steps to set up a new service unencumbered by the past difficulties and conflicts. Thank you, FMC. Enrollment in New Era Secondary School is open and they are announcing that they would love to meet you and show you the school before you decide. You can call them on 262-2662. Registration is open to all students of Oroville Primary Schools. Students can enroll for the 9th standard level if they are finishing their 8th, or for the 11th standard if they are finishing the 10th. Admissions are open each year in February and March for new academic year 2013-2014, which begins on April 3rd, 2013. Bharat News will be hosting Shri Shivanath Mishra sitar player, who has offered to give us workshop of improvisation on Hindustani music here in Orville. The workshop would be for 5 days for 2-3 hours each morning starting on the 4th of March, with at least 10 participants at the CSI Whitehall. Beginners, intermediates and advanced students are all welcome to attend this workshop. The Oral Theatre Group presents on Saturday and Sunday, March of 8 and 7 at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa and Kalabumi, Prelude by Our Theatre from Bangalore, produced by Divya Nagaraj and Basil Milton. It's performed by Vivek Vijayakumaran and it is in English and Hindi, original score by Ayush Gupta. It's written and directed by Chanyaka Ibyas. The play is an attempt to explore ideas of religious beliefs, identity and hypocrisy in today's urban landscape using text, gestures and original score in a solo performance. On 9th of March at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture International Zone, we are invited to Bharat Natyam by Harini Bala. Harini's first Bharat Natyam performance at the age of 5 was here in Orville at Bharat Nivas with her parents Gita and Krishna Kumar, who themselves are renowned dancers. Presenting a new piece choreographed by her and father Krishna Kumar, Harini brings back to us this art form after many years of dedicated practice and study with a fresh approach, which is influenced by her exposure to other forms of dances and intensive research on the subject in Germany. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, it will be on Friday special program starting at 7:30 p.m. The Wall, in the presence of the producer of the film Rainer Kalmel and directed by Julian Roman. At Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest on Friday at 7 p.m. they will screen a film by Mark Wella, which would be followed by question and answers session by Mark Wella himself. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, they still follow Tagore series, and tonight we can see drama Charulata, which was made in 2011 in India by director Agniv Chatterjee. And tomorrow they will screen drama The Crowning Wish, made in India in 2013 by director Ritapurna Ghosh. On Saturday we can see romance drama The Perks of Being a Wallflower, made in USA in 2012 by the writer and director Stephen Chopsky. And on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. children can watch adventure comedy family The Gold Rush, which was made in USA in 1925 by director Charlie Chaplin. Later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, also on Sunday, they will screen Broken Embrace, which was made in Spain in 2009 by famous director Pedro Almodóvar. The Lotus of the Eternal Knowledge and the Eternal Perfection is about closed and folded up within us, wrote Sri Aurobindo in the Synthesis of the Yoga. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on aurelradio.org.